actually love it up here. Not many people do. I feel quite at home. I can't remember any future that tied me to Earth. I was always looking up at the stars, towards Mars. My future was always here. I was fascinated by Mars from my first coloring book to the last pages of my dissertation on Martian horticulture. Almost every book I can remember from my childhood has at least one passing reference to this red planet. I'm even named after his consort, Nereo. And now that I think about it, I realize my father did it on purpose. He knew what was coming. He prepared me. Space camps, desert hikes, agricultural school. It's funny. Everyone knows Mars as the god of war, but did you know he was also a guardian of agriculture? Anyway, I actually head the hydroponic labs now, and I think we are making great progress, so perhaps Mars is looking out for us after all. This planet is embedded in my soul. When I was a kid, my father, in the guise of goofiness, slipped Mars into just about every aspect of my childhood. Here, like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little Mars, shining bright amongst the stars, up above the earth so high, like a ruby in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little Mars, shining bright amongst the stars. When will we get there? No one knows. But recent climate studies show that sooner or later we'll have to go. So pack your bags and don't be slow. The seats on the ships are limited. To get a ride, you must use your head. The only ticket besides great wealth is skilled knowledge and mental health. Twinkle, twinkle, little Mars, shining beacon amongst the stars.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. Your enthusiasm and love for Mars is inspiring. And thank you for your hard work in hydroponics and keeping us all afloat. Don't.